Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, wait, shit. Sorry. I just want to pull up what I am wearing.
I mean, what I'm wearing is in the episode, so. Welcome to a very special exclusive episode of Smell You Later.
This is the one.
The one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's just your co-hosts. I'm Sable.
I'm Tynan.
And today's episode, it's a bit granular. Mm-hmm. We're getting into it. We talked about, do we want to do this episode? Does anyone give a shit?
We talked about how we wanted to do this episode as well.
Yes.
And we know that you guys give a shit. This is the Gap episode, baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
you already know that,
Gap Dream, Gap Grass, etc. But you know, we decided that we, instead of talking to the brand or the manufacturer, both who we have sort of chatted with, we were like, why don't we just talk about the scents, just you and I?
Yeah.
And you know, I think that's great.
It's such like an integral part of my adolescence. I'm like, do I want to ruin it with technical knowledge?
Yeah, that and like, I don't know, for many reasons, how close the Gap brand is to these scents anymore. And even if we could get someone from Gap, I don't know that they would be able to really speak to these in a way that,
who are, you know,
is interesting.
Are they still there?
Exactly.
Are they live?
It's like, I don't know. So.
So anyway.
I'm obsessed with these scents and I'm obsessed with us. So why don't we just talk about it ourselves?
Yep. Give the people what they want.
Exactly.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like one of my favorite fragrances of all time, top 10, definitely. Ooh. One of my favorite fall fragrances. I smell like Hidden Fantasy by Britney Spears.
Ooh.
It's, and before you roll your eyes, let me, not you, I'm talking to the listeners. Just kidding. This is, to me, has always been one of the standout scents from the Britney Spears collection, which is very good. But because it is definitely the spiciest of all of them, it is like immediately different than her other fruity scents. Her,
I love a spice.
Scents. Yeah, it's great. The big standout note that makes this one different is clove. And I love a clove note in any fragrance. And in this one, it is very apparent. The build of the scent, you have a lot of citruses and white florals up top, as well as the heart, but clove is hanging out in the heart of the scent. And then at the bottom, it's vanilla, amber, sandalwood, a couple more woody notes. To me, it's just like really red and very sweet, but spice forward. It's great. It smells expensive and luxury. It came out in 2008, which was a complicated time for the Britney Spears fandom and brand, but proving that the brand does not stop even when the person does. And I've written about this actually for you, I think, that when a celebrity brands themselves with products, but then the celebrity themselves is sort of having a tough go at it, but the brand does not stop, is that, you know, conflicting for her audience, but it did give us one of the best scents in her collection. So I guess that's where I landed on that.
Who was the perfumer for that?
Oh my God, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
This is Rodrigo, right?
Holy moly, that is him.
Oh my God. Oh, this is good. Baby, I have questions for you.
I butchered that name, I'm sure. But I'm coming for you, Rodrigo.
We are. Stay tuned.
That, I feel like Hidden Fantasy is the Britney scent that everybody has some anecdotal experience with, either on themselves or on somebody else.
Really?
Like so many people I know, if you mention Britney Spears fragrances, they're, yep, like, oh my God, I used to wear Hidden Fantasy, or like my mom or my friend used to wear Hidden Fantasy.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that people really like the OG Fantasy as, mm-hmm, well as Midnight Fantasy.
Okay.
And Midnight, I believe, was the first fantasy flanker that perfume writer for the New York Times, Chandler Burr, famously gave 4 stars.
Hidden four fantasy, out of what?
I think 4.
Wow.
Yeah. His write-up on it was really cute. We're going to talk to him actually very soon. So I'm definitely going to mention that. But yeah, it's Hidden Fantasy. I reach for it all the time. I remember the first time I smelled it and I realized like, oh, this is some different shit, but it's great. So it's great. Sable, what do you smell like?
I smell like kind of edging into our episode today. I have doused my body in Gap Heaven.
Ooh.
Gap Heaven was like the one scent that I probably most consistently wore between the ages of 12 and 14, I want to say. I would make my mom purchase me the body splash version from Gap because I had no money to my name, as I could not work. And also, like, your parents just, they like own you and they're the keeper to your money. But Gap Heaven, I think she got it for me because she also liked it herself, so we kind of shared it. But it's just, it's not too sweet, but it's very, it's kind of like a watery, like a, like an aqua, God, what is that term? Aquatic.
Aquatic.
Yes. I'm like, what are words? It's like a very aquatic, sweet scent that isn't, I mean, there are flowers in it, but I don't think it's, I, to me, it doesn't read strictly as a floral. It just smells like a vaguely sweet and innocent kind of watercolory, pure white blossom, as the back of the bottle says, scent.
Watercolory. I love that.
Yeah. That's what it smells like to me. And it just reminds me so much of, God, I was such a fucking loser when I was growing up.
Same.
And I would spend like my weekend nights in my room just like, I subscribed to like every teen magazine and I would just like cut up bits and like make collages in my room and like listen to Brandy and like, yes, Alanis Morissette, yes, Michelle Branch in my little like CD player boombox. And that's what I would do on the weekends in the evenings, probably till way too late.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which now is like unimaginable to me because I'm just like, what is this, a bomb shelter? Like, no devices. Yeah, I had no devices. We barely had internet. Yeah. It's wild. But this just reminds me so much of those memories and of all the toxic rhetoric I absorbed from those teen magazines.
I love that. I'm so happy that none of these remind me of that time in my life because I like to pretend that I just materialized at 27.
You just popped out a full-grown adult.
I was like, hey, what's good? I'm here. Ugh, is there anything more embarrassing than like,
oh my God,
all of that?
You know, there are some times where I feel like I'm exactly the same person I was at that age. And then there's a lot, like, obviously I know I've grown quite a bit from then and I know more things now because I've just experienced more things. But like underneath it all, I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of still the same person I was then.
I totally feel that. However, I have not learned anything. but I definitely feel like I am the, I don't even know, like the version of my, I am the same person. I just mm-hmm. make more sense now because I figured it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've grown into myself in all of these ways that I couldn't yet.
Yeah.
Which is why I was such a fucking weirdo back
totally.
Then.
Totally.
And still. I just like,
I'm weird in different ways now though.
And also we like figured out a way to make it work for us. Thank God.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, yes, yes, I'm still very odd, but I also made it my job.
Yeah.
And now I'm hot, successful and smart.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All of these scents remind me of adolescence.
These do not remind me of adolescence. one of them does, actually. Getting back into these scents after all of the
like
years.
20 plus years.
Yeah. So I always thought there were three Gap scents. I thought it was Gap Dream, Gap Heaven, and Gap Grass. Mm-hmm. And then Gap Ohm rings a bell, but like mm-hmm. it wasn't like in my brain with that other trio. Gap Ohm, So Pink, and Gap
and Dream Plus
those like didn't exist to me. I don't
yeah
really
Dream Plus
those.
Is the newest one.
Yeah,
that's like post millennium.
They're all so cool to me in their own way because it sounds like I'm trashing them and I'm not. They're not very complex, but they're also delightful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're simple.
They're like
they're minimalist.
Yeah, there are a couple things and they're all really lightweight in the same way. I think how you described Heaven as being a watercolor scent, that's such a good way to describe it. They're all sort of aquatic and breezy.
Yes, and breezy. That's a good one.
They're just so, so good. So when we got these samples within the last month or two and I was working my way through them again, I didn't expect to genuinely like them all as much as I do. There's like one or two that aren't my favorites, but I expected them all to be a little bit more floral, like a lot mm-hmm. more floral and a little bit more like Windex-y. And I don't even know what I mean
like
by that.
Like artificial.
Just, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like
synthetic
cleanery.
Sweetener.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they're all so good and fun. And oh yeah, it's like, so I sort of started with Gap Dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me get this one over with. Because on the bottle, they all have a little description on the bottle, which I think is great. And Gap Dreams is a soft mix of white freesia, orange flower, and pure cloud. And
I love cloud.
Cloud aside, but yes, we stand. I was like, okay, like, let me just do this. and I sprayed it on, and then I immediately texted you and I was like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like this, I see why people love them and have loved them all these years.
They're just uncomplicated. Plus, it's just, you know, when people are like, it's nice to just enjoy nice things. Why can't we just like things for the sake of liking them? I think what I really love about them, and this is just because of like my experience with them. I think if I had no experience with them, I wouldn't give a shit. But like they, the significance of scents are tied to your emotional experience. And then they kind of like intertwine and then they're like stuck in your brain forever.
Whoa, wait.
You can undo that, by the way.
Wait, can we go over that again? Scents are tied to your emotional experience and you're stuck in your brain forever.
See, like scent doesn't actually have a meaning to it. I'm talking about like the scent of garbage, the scent of skunk, or the scent of roses. Like there's no read on them. They're considered them neutral, but it's only our perspective. And that perspective can include a good experience or a bad experience. It can include what we're told, like garbage is bad, skunks are bad. So you associate skunk smell with badness and it's an undesirable scent. But then there's some people who like actually think the scent of skunk is like cool and interesting.
Sure.
Which I kind of do. Like, do I want it around me? Like, not necessarily, but I do think it's an interesting, complex odor.
I feel that same way about weed.
Yeah. Honestly. Absolutely.
I only say that because there is just a lot of weed on the streets of New York City. I mean, you're going to walk through a weed all the time. And, you know, I have found myself being like sort of having the same reaction to weed smoke as I do cigarette smoke, and that like, oh, it's bad, but wait, I actually kind of like both of them.
Yeah.
And weed especially, it's like it can be so different and so spicy and so pleasing. Yeah. This is probably like not the example I need to be talking about right now, but to your point being like, oh, this is just what I was told to think about this certain scent, whatever it might be.
Yeah. When you have a significantly emotional experience that is, for whatever reason, circumstantially, there's a scent present. When you smell that scent again, those feelings that you experienced at the time, at the original time, will just come flooding back because it's stored away in your brain. I don't know why it does that.
Isn't it a memory?
Like, it's a memory, but scent is the strongest trigger. Mm-hmm. There is science behind this. I'm not a scientist.
don't know if you know that, but we are.
I'm reading a book on this. It's called The Scent of Desire by Rachel Hertz, H-E-R-Z. Say that as you will. It's just that information went in my brain and it didn't solidify yet. So I'm regurgitating a lot of abstract ideas from the book to you right now.
Okay, I need to read that too.
But
I'm reading Mariah Carey's book right now. But after it's on my list.
But going back to my original point I was trying to make is that I think the reason I love these scents so much is because they remind me of who I was at the time when I was wearing them or experiencing them for the first time. And I was such a little daydreamer and I was constantly wondering who I was going to be when I was older. And part of these scents is they were my first real perfumes, you know?
Totally.
So it felt so grown up to me. And it was like a gateway to growing up, becoming a woman. And then I was like, who will I be when I'm 25? I bet I'll be married and have a house.
Oh my god, we all thought we were gonna be married by 23.
I know,
totally.
I thought I was gonna be like the OC. I don't know why. I did not grow up in Southern California at all, very far away from it. I don't know why I was like, I'm gonna be living in a house in Malibu with my husband and convertible. Yeah, weird.
So weird.
Oh god, things did not turn out that way.
I think that's for the best for both of us.
I agree. Yeah. I'm glad the way things turned out the way they did, but like shit, like smelling the stuff, I was like, oh, sorry, little girl. I didn't get there for you. But
I hate things that bring me back to that place. And luckily they are few and far between. I don't know. Mostly they're like grooming products for me. Mm. I was definitely wearing fragrances back then. I was wearing Be Delicious by DKNY.
Right?
Yeah, yep. I was wearing that. I was wearing Lucky You, but luckily I have not smelled either of those in a while. And I don't care to, just because I don't want to go back there. But both of those scents go off, by the way. They are so good.
They're good.
And they're like $20 online. I should probably just cop them.
Go to like Duane Reade and cop them, probably.
Honestly.
I think they're still in some drugstores.
I don't need to like do that to myself.
Yeah,
truly.
Maybe not.
I don't
maybe
know.
Not.
There's just something that I'm just like, I don't need to relive any of that, you know.
It's a different time and you're right. Yeah. We've evolved. Now we wear Byredo. Now we wear bougie scents. Look at us now.
Now we wear Cloud by Ariana Grande.
Yes.
People in my DMs about Cloud daily.
Wow.
Like my job here on this
earth.
He's
a Cloud ambassador.
Honestly.
You should be King Cloud.
I think I am.
Yeah. Okay. Should we get into these? Should we get into the scents?
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. A nice little transition there.
For me, they start, where do they start with you? Like in your head, what do you think of? Where does your...
What?
Let me tell you what I'm trying to say and then ask you because I think it'll make more sense. Like I said, I think of the Gap scents as the first three. I think of Gap Dream, Gap Heaven, and Gap Grass. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, it has always started with Gap Grass, but now that I know the collection more holistically, it's like, it starts with Dream. Where does it start for you?
Heaven.
Heaven. Okay.
I think Grass for me was the most memorable because it was the most unique scent because it's grass. And, you know, back then no one was making these kind of off-kilter scents.
Totally.
A fine fragrance. So
do you want to start with Heaven then?
Let's start with Heaven.
Okay.
All right. A little background on the Gap scents. They were launched. The earliest edition was created in 1994 and the newest is from 2013.
Really?
That could be the other Gap scents, not the original six, though.
Also, we should say that we thought, and a lot of our listeners thought, that these Gap scents were discontinued, but actually, they are still available. You just have to get them in store at a Gap outlet.
Yes. They're not online.
That was news to us. So if there's any Gap outlet around you, you should go cop them. Our friend Karen Esbig did. And we should ask her which ones she bought. But she got a few and she is now living the Gap dream with us.
The 100 milliliter bottles are $29.99. So that's really not bad at all.
No, there's like a ton of product.
Yeah, tons.
That's 3-4 ounces. That's the big one.
It's the big bottle. You know? Yeah. So Gap Heaven is coined as a floral green fragrance for women, even though I'm pretty sure they said they were all unisex, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So this was launched in 1994. The top notes are green leaves, lemon, and orange blossom. There's jasmine, lily of the valley, freesia, and carnation. And underneath that is musk, sandalwood, and moss. It's a lot. It's very green. Yeah. I get the green now. My brain went aquatic, but I definitely see the greenness for sure. I don't really get lemon. I get all the flowers. I don't know what a carnation smells like.
To me, when I sprayed that on, I wore this a couple times in the last month or two. And initially I was like, oh, this is maybe not my favorite, but this couple of times I wore it after, I really quickly came around to it. To me, it smells super clean but not shiny or sterile. It smells like a bubble bath. It smells kind of soapy but in like a nice way, like a 90s way. Yeah, I don't like
fresh.
Even quite know what I mean by that, and like a little waxy.
Yeah,
I don't know, I really ended up liking it. Again, it's not my favorite, but I would wear this again.
It's very fresh.
It just smells like a version of a few other things. It's like a really nice, really beautiful hand soap.
Yeah, you know? I could see that.
I don't know. It's very familiar.
Did they ever make body wash and stuff?
I don't know.
I want to say they did.
They did body splashes, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a really nice hand soap. I think it's like, it's like a spring meadow.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the scent of heaven.
Yes. If that's how heaven smells. Next for me is Dream. This is definitely my second favorite. I love the pure cloud note that they are touting on the back of it. We stan a cloud.
Dream was launched in 1995. It's billed as a floral. It has osmanthus. Am I saying that correctly? Osmanthus and tangerine, freesia, orange blossom, jasmine, lily of the valley, and violet, musk, and carnation. So it's quite similar to Heaven.
It is note-wise, but...
It does not. Yeah, the translation is totally different.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
I love Dream.
Dream is... Yeah.
It's so good. It's one of those things where...
It smells like a cloud.
It smells like a cloud. It's one of those fragrances where all the notes come together to be something completely different. It really doesn't smell floral. It doesn't smell citrusy.
Yeah.
But all of those notes are in there, and they come together to paint a different picture. I really... love it. It's just light.
I feel like in the 90s there was a lot of that like kind of Renaissance cherubic kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like Fiorucci.
Yes, I was just gonna say
Fiorucci. And like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Yes. Like that aesthetic, like this is the scent of that aesthetic to me.
I love that. I could totally see that.
And it, I truly, it smells like a sweet, dreamy cloud, or like a being in like a fluffy comforter, but not like laundry, just like in a fantasy or something, like in a dream sequence with lots of like purple lighting and like sparkly shit.
Do you remember the girl band Dream?
Yep.
That's like, that's sort of where it takes me, just, you know,
girl band music.
Yeah. Like all their aesthetic was like super white with like pops of pink and lavender and like really fun and 90s and like silky hair and like glossy lips and shit.
So
like,
glossy.
That's exactly where this takes me. Possibly glossy. But in the best way, because those were like all of the best things. And Dream's music was really good, by the way.
God, what was their hit?
He Loves You Not.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a fucking slaps to this day. Not to be one of those like nostalgic 90s people, because I hate that, but that, I mean, I always
genie
have time
in
for a girl
a bottle.
Band.
Yes. This is the bottle.
It is. It's just like...
that the genie is in.
It, to me, it's just, like I said, it's really balanced. It's like effervescent. Mm-hmm. It's like bouncy in a way. It's
soft.
It's just like round. It's just, it's nice. If all fragrances could... what am I trying to say? Just like figure it out in a way that Dream does.
She's got it figured out.
She does. It's an exercise in balance, and it's good. I would definitely, I love this. It's for me, it's definitely a standout.
It's a standout, and it's a standby as well.
Stream He Loves You Not on Spotify.
I still remember the intro piano. Like,
yes. Yep.
And then like the beat drops.
Okay, care about all of the like the big three: Dream, Grass, and Heaven.
Of course. Speaking of grass, grass smells like fresh cut grass. I'm gonna spray it in the air.
Okay.
Get that spray sound.
Oh my God!
Sprayed it on my microphone.
Your pop guard is gonna be Gap Grass now.
Woo! Oh my God! So this launched in 1994 as well. Oh my God, my microphone is so scented.
that's gonna stay there.
Okay. The notes are green leaves and apple, grass, obviously, cucumber and water lily, clover and white musk. Clover, interesting.
I know. On the back of the bottle, it says a crisp mix of spring leaves and water lily paired with blonde amber woods. I think it's much, much better than that makes it sound.
Totally.
I would like to announce that I have a bone to pick with grass.
Do you?
Yes. For me, this smells nothing like I remember it, and I don't know why.
I'm sure they had to change it. It, you know what? In my head, like what I intellectually remember about the original scent is I feel like it was more crispy or grassy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a little sweeter and a little more like subtle.
This to me is like a fragrance inspired by grass, which is what it is. But I remember Gap Grass, and I don't know if it was this fragrance or if I had like a body product or a lip balm, but it was much more literally like blades of grass. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm a little confused.
Yeah,
I have
this
to
is
like
a little
unpack that one.
Softened.
Gap Grass, though,
it's nice, though,
in its form, is so good.
Yeah.
You do, like, off the rip, you get that green, grassy note, but then it fades down into something really beautiful. And to me, it is the most complex of the six. And I know that I just said that they weren't complex, and grass is the same way, but there's a little more happening. And it smells so, when it fades down, it smells so much like something that I know, but I cannot put my finger on it. It is something that someone in my life has worn.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Spooky.
Not like that. But like, I think it smells like Chanel blue.
Really?
Uh-huh. Or light blue.
Oh.
One of those fuck-ass fragrances.
those fucky fragrances. I haven't smelled either in so very long that I don't remember them.
I mean, this smells... I'm telling you, this smells like something on the market. And I think made for men. Maybe not.
It's possible.
It's lovely, and that's not a dig at Gap Grass.
It's an aromatic green, which I feel like a lot of, you know, scents marketed towards men try to embody.
Yeah,
aromatic.
Yeah, again. So I'm gonna be covered in scent, right? But like, it's really grassy.
Yes.
From jump, but then there's something happening.
Yeah, it's super fresh and crisp, and then there's like some soft fuzziness at the bottom there, perhaps from the, what do they call it? blonde Amber Woods.
It's an absolute like delight to wear. Yeah. I think to me, they all wear really nicely, but I think this one wears the best, perhaps. Not calling it the best out of the six, but I think there's just a little bit more happening. I mean, it makes it a really good wear. And gonna bother me. I can smell it again.
We'll get it. It'll come to you like 20 minutes
later. In the middle of the night.
Yes.
I wake up screaming.
We have to re-record the episode. I just remembered it. Okay, so should we move on to So Pink?
Yeah.
Okay, so So Pink is...
So Pink, baby.
It doesn't read like pink to me, but that's just my interpretation of pink, I suppose.
Actually, I'm going to agree with you, totally.
Okay.
Really nice, but I think the name is a miss, just because I think the name could go along with a collection while illustrating the scent way better. We're going to smell like a mall after this episode.
Face.
I love it.
Just maced myself in the face.
Yeah, that
so
was
pink.
Like right in your face.
Yeah. So this launched.
Your skin looks super glowy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Oh my God, don't die. You're choking.
So Pink was launched in 2001. So it's like 5 or 6 years after the originals. Mm-hmm. It's considered a floral green and it's super citrusy.
Yeah, I don't agree with floral green at all.
Yeah. Definitely not. It has grapefruit, lily, and sweet pea.
Sweet pea is a flower, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, the citrus is like, it's very citrusy.
It's, yeah. To me, So Pink smells like brunch. It smells like a mimosa. I mean, it was like really watery, maybe not in an aquatic way, but I guess in an aquatic way. What am I trying to say?
In a juicy way.
In a juicy way. And there's a lot of grapefruit.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Super, super effervescent. It smells like squirt.
Yeah. It smells like a juicy, effervescent pink juice, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. why I get now why it's called So Pink.
Yeah. It's fizzy.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. It's like
the freshness is like, it's a very happy scent.
It's definitely the most citrusy.
Yeah.
And it does smell very 90s.
It does. God, the 90s were...
But in a good way.
Yeah. The 90s were like obsessed with like fresh smelling stuff. Mm-hmm. The fresher, the better.
But I didn't know about So Pink until they sent it.
I vaguely remembered it, but I feel like maybe because it was launched in 2001, it wasn't as in my purview. Or maybe I'd like, moved on a little bit since then. Uh-huh. Like, how the fuck old was I? I was 15 then. Yeah, maybe I moved on to like Victoria's Secret or something.
I have no idea how old I was. I can't do math and I won't try. Do you guys, listeners at home, do you guys know So Pink? Like, am I just out to lunch here?
It was like at the freshman of the group,
Because I would have definitely bought that by the name alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And thought I was really doing something. I love it.
I do remember seeing it in the store when I was still going to the mall. And I don't think I gravitated towards it as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think maybe because the grapefruitiness was just a little too obvious to me. It was like a bit one note, in my opinion.
I see that.
But I enjoy it. It's just like a lovely, pleasant scent.
I wonder...
She's nice.
She's nice. She's lovely.
That's her personality.
What's with the name? The juice isn't even pink.
So that's... Yeah, they could have made this it's juice like a still up.
Tiny,
it's a very, very pale pink.
Yeah. Very it just pale. Seems like there's so much happening with like citrus and grapefruit and champagne and but like...
They'll call something grass, but they won't call something grapefruit.
Exactly.
Or if they called it like pink juice, I would have been like, yeah, that's from some fucking pink juice.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Sex and the City vibes.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
It is, definitely. Oh my God, now we have
Gap Om.
I remember like really not paying attention to Om at all when I was younger. And now being like, this is it for me.
You're going to have to read the back of the bottle because I don't know how to say that word.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot. So the back of the bottle says, a zen blend of spicy amber and...
Yep, that's the one.
Muget? Is it French? Muguet. Lily of the Valley.
Oh.
That is the translation.
They never said Lily of the Valley.
Gap loves Lily of the Valley. They put it in fucking everything.
Yeah.
So a zen blend of spicy amber and Muguet. So I did say it right the first time. It's 4 years of AP French, baby. Paired with sandalwood musk. So I'm assuming the Om is derivative of old school. Like,
this is very 90s to me.
Yeah, like meditation.
When everyone was like wearing a bindi.
Oh God, the bindis.
Right.
Yikes, Gwen Stefani.
I know. I was just going to say Gwen Stefani and the braces.
So this was also launched in 2001. The top notes are ginger, coriander, cedar, lotus, and quote unquote green notes, whatever that means. And then there's incense. And then the base notes are sandalwood, agarwood, aka wood, and Peru balsam. So it is fair. It's very spicy and woody.
But like in practice, it's not. It's like a spicy, woody version of this collection in that it's still pretty lightweight.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. It's sheer. It is very sheer. It
smells like warm towels.
Ooh. Oh, wait. There's another quote that says, Gap Balm was launched in 1996 as a unisex fragrance with predominant notes of frankincense and sandalwood. It was discontinued in 2001.
Bye.
Bye. A 5-year run. Well, did was it just before its time?
It's clearly here, so yeah. It's not discontinued. I don't know. Yeah. To me, this is just a skin scent, but a skin scent that I can actually fuck with.
Totally.
Because it's not too sweet. It's not sweet at all, but then again, like, I just like to smell like a cupcake, but it's not too sweet. It's not too woody. Again, it's really balanced.
Yes.
Really nice, but without smelling stale, mm-hmm. because my thing is with skin scents, I think so many of them just like stale out. It's like, I don't want to smell like a basement.
I don't know how you're getting basement from skin scents, but
I'll tell you. I'd be happy to tell you.
Almond to me is so nice.
I really like it. Yeah, it's not like the first one that I'd reach for out of the six, but again, like if all these fragrances that y'all liked smelled more like this and less like a wet cardboard box, I would be with it.
I feel like Almond is the most complex of the six. I think so. I don't know why. That's just my opinion. But it's the warmest. I think it has like a certain radiance that the other ones don't necessarily do.
It's for sure. Like, sorry not to be this obvious, but it's like, did you just say mature?
Did I? No. Okay. But I agree with you.
But I think it's
it's a grown up.
It's a grown up.
It's complex
version of this. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, it's more mature. I don't know. I like it.
It's more complex, and I think it's more polarizing. So I feel like the wearer would be, you know, someone who's a bit more self-expressive.
Of any of them, I think it's the outlier of the collection. Yeah. But yes. I think it still fits perfectly. And I also think this would do really well today.
I think so, too.
I don't know what the hell they're doing still manufacturing these and not speaking to them. The brand doesn't speak to these at all. And people are chomping at the bit for these goddamn fragrances. And they exist in the store present day and no one knows.
I think Gap has other issues.
Do y'all hate money? Yeah, that's true. Gap.
I think they have a lot of other issues.
Gap is basically just like giving their clothes away.
Dream More, or Dream Plus, as I have been calling it.
Is it called Dream More?
Apparently, it's called Dream More.
God damn it. I've absolutely been saying Dream Plus. It says Dream Plus.
I'm going to continue calling it Dream Plus. It's like Disney Plus. As I spray another scent in my face. I hope you guys can hear the spritzing.
Sable is soaking.
Sable's I am like, marinating in this
Sable's
shit.
Sable's like hair is wet at this point. She's just sprayed all six of fragrances multiple times.
In my face. Ugh. Dream Plus, it's so different than Dream, but they are like, they're like in the same family. I love it.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Sable, this is not the one for me.
No?
Essential blend of fresh florals and soft musks. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Dream More launched in 2005, so it's the baby of the group. Top notes are tangerine and osmanthus. Middle notes are freesia, orange blossom, Asian lily, water lily. They're different lilies and violet. And the base notes are woody notes, whatever the fuck that means, musk and carnation.
Of any of these?
Carnation's a base note?
Oh, yeah, that's odd.
I know, weird.
For a collection of six fragrances that are so, one, heavy on floral, but two, don't read as florals, this one is very floral.
Yes.
This one was what I dreaded that all six of these would smell like.
What's weird is that, like, it seems as though they were trying to make a dream flanker, but I'm like, why?
Yeah, agreed.
Literally, why?
And this is not the direction I would have gone with
it. Yeah, you could have called this anything
Dream
else.
Is so kooky and fun and odd.
Dream is warmer. Dream More is a little less friendly to me.
Absolutely. It's really cold.
Yeah, it's colder.
It's also the least imaginative out of all six of them. It's just a floral musk. Yeah. You know, and it's like, okay, cool. I can see that selling. I can see that doing really well. I see the reasoning for it, but like, why put it in the same franchise as Dream?
I do think, and I'm pretty sure there's studies that back this up, that people have scent bias. So if you tell someone it's something they like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I like that. So if Dream was super popular, Dream Plus could have smelled like anything. Mm-hmm. And because it had the name Dream in it and people liked Dream, they would probably be extremely likely to also like Dream Plus.
Like, look at Marc Jacobs and all the days
that he sends. Is why flankers work.
Yeah.
Because of the positive associations and biases we have.
It's odd, though, that then...
Just make a new one!
Right. Well, it's odd then that Dream Plus is the only flanker out of all these five or six.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What about, like, Grass Plus?
Right.
Tree.
Bush.
Give me Trump. Gap Shrub.
You can tell I hated this one because my notes are the shortest and all it says is powdery floral musk.
I don't even think it's that powdery. I think it's like straight up floral.
Yeah.
I don't really get the powder at all. Really.
They should have kept this one.
What if they like did a counterpart to Heaven called Hell?
Oh my God. Gap Hell. Amazing. I love that. Is there a hell fragrance?
Or even like, I don't know, something to go with Heaven, like Stardust or Celestial.
Angel. They could have
Angel. Victoria's Secret. Angel. Ooh, yeah. They had to fight some trademarks for that.
There are a few hell fragrances.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
By whom?
Randos.
I could see Killian doing a hell
fragrance. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
My God. Wait.
What?
I'm going to fuck this up. L'Artisan Parfumeur.
Oh.
They have, it's another French name, which I'm not even going to try, but the name means passage to hell or Sick. Passage through hell.
Love it.
Wait.
As above, so below.
We are absolutely
calling that shit in.
Yes.
L'Artisan Parfum.
Thank you. Can we say that I reached out to Gap to hop on this episode with us and they iced
me out. Were busy.
They were really responsive, which is very sweet. And then I told them what I was asking for and heard nothing. And I was like,
crickets.
I don't need anything from you. I've got the scents. Hook me up.
Well,
but again,
I think
what would
have been cool is if we could have talked to their perfumers mm-hmm. or like the people who helped create the scents.
Yep.
But that was back in the 90s. Like, what are the odds they're still even working there? How right. to track them down?
Right.
I mean, these are things that real journalists.
We are real journalists. We are just very busy.
I'd never call myself a journalist.
Yes, you are.
I like to say writer, but then everyone thinks you write books. And I'm like, no. I don't have the attention span for that. Right. Also, no one's asking me to write a book. So someone did, though. I might.
Someone else got a book deal.
Dude, everyone's getting a book deal
Everyone
now.
Everyone has a book deal right now. It's Which, amazing. I mean, good, absolutely good yeah. for them. That is absolutely no shade to anyone. That is fantastic.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome because now I can be like, I know so many authors.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Would you write a book if you could? If you got a...
I would. My thing is that, like, I'm not one of those people who's like, I have so many books in me that are just waiting to get down on the page. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I truly don't.
Yeah.
If you give me a prompt and if you give me a deadline and incentive in the form of money,
yeah.
then I will 100% write a book. It doesn't even have to be that much money. I don't care. I just need to know that my time is worth something.
You know what I've been thinking about, actually, like, a lot? Like, I guess my response to that question is, of course I would if anyone wanted that out of me. And I don't know that they do, and that's fine. But having a body of work out there just permanently like that forever kind of scares the shit out of me. And
dude, you're all over the internet.
I know.
It's the same thing.
I know.
And it's more accessible.
I know. you're not helping. No, I think what I mean, like, I was thinking yesterday and I owe everything I have in my life to Exo Jane. Like, honestly.
Same.
And
for Exo Vane.
Yeah. And you know, Emily McCombs and Jane Pratt responding to an email and 2012 or 2011, whatever the hell it was, but as devastated, I don't even want to say this, we're going to cut this out, but as like devastated as I am that it's gone and that all of those years of work is gone.
You're kind of glad.
I'm kind of glad.
I could see that. There was some iffy shit on those sites, man.
It's kind of a relief and I don't regret, I loved what I was doing and you know, some of it is, you can track enough of it down because Yahoo has aggregated it and luckily one or two things that I really loved are still available if you know where to look, but like, man, it's just a time capsule of my 20s
yes.
that I'm not
It was
sure
a very different time in media uh-huh. and in pop culture. Things that like probably don't age super well now.
It's not even that for me. It's just like in the same way that I don't need to smell what I was smelling at 14. I don't need to read
Fair
what
enough.
I was writing at 24.
Right. Respect that.
And the thing is like every time I do, I have this sense of doom when I click the link and then I'll read it. And I was like, oh, this is fucking good. Like I knew what I was doing. It's fine. What am I worried about?
I'm sure it was great.
But
like,
it's like,
I don't think you have anything to worry about in that regard.
I know. I just like, I don't even like when people scroll too far back in my Instagram. Like I can't look at a photo of myself from last week. Like I don't want to read something I wrote 6 years ago, you know?
But if you're writing a book, you would have an editor who would basically be your outside eyes and telling you like how this story is shaping up, how it's being perceived and how to make it better or clearer.
That's
like, true. That's literally the job of a book editor.
Yeah.
says a person who's never worked with a book editor, but like, I'm sure they're enough. Yeah, yeah. I realize I'm like, I think I'm a better writer than I am an editor. That's just something I've thought of. And I think I enjoy writing more than editing as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to change people's words. Mm-hmm. And as an editor, that's your job.
Right.
And I've had amazing editors mm-hmm. who give like the most helpful notes. And to me, I'm like, oh, wow, that's such a talent that you can look at this and critique it in a way that makes it better and not and isn't judgy mm-hmm. or, you know,
yeah,
like they don't make you feel bad that like you're like, oh, no, like my writing's not perfect.
Yeah.
But they just help you hone what you already have.
Yeah.
Which is a talent. And I don't think I necessarily have a talent
I'm definitely not an editor, I don't think. Mm-mm. It was my own work or others, but
I need one, but yeah, like okay, if you heard a book, do you think you would want to do something fiction or nonfiction?
I don't know. I know nothing about writing fiction.
It's hard. It's like harder to me, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't yeah.
Maybe that's why people do essays so much. It's like a book of essays.
Right. I guess I would do nonfiction. What the fuck would I write about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would probably do fiction based on nonfiction, like a fictionalized version of real events.
You know what I would love to do?
What?
No, not even this. Never mind. Like, I feel like I could, let me sound this out. If I did a fictionalized memoir of my life from like 20 to 30,
yes.
It would be dope as fuck. Not sexed up in like a sexual way, but you know, you can play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
From LA and MTV to bartending in Madison to like New York. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. Whatever.
Honestly, I would only want to write a book if I was pretty confident it would get picked up and turned into a movie or a show.
Honestly.
Because I think like what I really want to do is I would really rather write shows or movies. So yeah. That's one way to do it.
Right.
With more royalties.
Yeah, totally.
Double the paycheck.
I don't know, dude. I just want to do a fragrance. I don't give a shit about the work, you know.
100%
We keep talking about that. There's definitely going to be some.
How do people make fragrance? How do you just like roll in your own one day? You're just like, I want to make a perfume. Hello.
We will have a smell you later scent.
We will.
At some point.
Before my body is in the ground, we will have a smell you later scent.
We will.
It might not be called smell you later, but. Or maybe it will.
We were talking about this week. We kind of want to do like a candle.
Yeah.
And I think we should each do a scent.
A candle and a scent. A
fine fragrance.
Like a rollerball or like a spray?
Nah, spray.
A spray.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do a spray. Let's just call it spray.
Yes.
The smell you later spray.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you wearing? I'm wearing spray. It's got to look smell dope, you later. Though.
It can't be on that Etsy shit. Like, it's got to look
fuck
sick.
No. It's going to look so expensive.
Yeah.
And be so expensive. Just to piss people off. No, I'm kidding. It's like, why is this perfume $400?
No, ours would be mad affordable.
No one would buy it. Yeah.
Right.
No, it would have to be accessible.
So keep a lookout for that.
Yes. Mark these words one day.
Oh, I mean, I'm not even like, it's happening. It's
all right.
Just a matter of.
Let me stock these fragrance houses.
Yeah. What about like, were there any retailers in the same sort of like Gap concept that you liked their fragrances in that era of your life? Because I know that Victoria's Secret had a ton of scents, and I, growing up in the 90s, being a boy, I wasn't exactly stomping through Victoria's Secret. You know what I mean? Like, that was not the vibe. So I never really, I know what they smell like now. They have sent a bunch of them, and I know that they're also canceled. So
yeah.
But in terms of like mall retailers, who else was doing it with
fragrance? There was obviously Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
Gosh. I don't think Urban Outfitters was a thing back then when I was growing up. No, that like wasn't even a thing yet.
I kind of think, what was it not for you?
I think it was so new.
Okay.
It was like the very beginning of fast fashion. So.
Okay, that makes sense. I feel like, to me in my head, Urban has always existed, but I didn't live in a major city. So it was like a city thing. Like when we went to Chicago, I would always go to Urban, and I thought it was something like the coolest thing.
I know. It was so hip and indie.
Then. So, oh my God, I know.
How time has changed.
Yeah.
Whee. Victoria's Secret. I only wore one body splash that I cannot for the life of me remember the name of.
We're gonna track that down though. You've been talking about that.
I'm just gonna like Google like all of Victoria's Secret body splashes and see.
Do you think you recognize it?
I would recognize the bottle for sure. It was from their like some limited edition collection. Yeah. I don't, what else was there in the mall?
I know, like
Lucky jeans.
Yeah,
but they were like you could get them anywhere. Like, you can get that at a department store.
Yeah, I feel like the Lucky scent lived apart from...
The Clinique scents, I think of those. What's department store?
Yeah, that's department store.
Yeah.
I know, like, PacSun had shit like that, but they weren't, like, PacSun branded.
No. Yeah, that was like, honestly, like the 90s and early 2000s was still like department store era fragrance. Yeah. So that's where I was going. It was all like the designer brands. Mm-hmm. There was a brand called Prescriptives. I think they're gone now, but they had a perfume called Calyx that was like supposed to be like a green tea bamboo scent that does smell a lot like heaven.
Really?
That I remember loving. I think like the early 2000s was also like when the first Sephora opened up in the mall that I would go to, and I was like, what is this magical place?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That was also a city store for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed. I was an Ulta girl growing up, but Ulta slaps, dude.
Did Sephora ever come out with their own fragrance line? Because they have their own makeup line.
That's a really good question.
I don't think they have.
Think so. Unless it's like Kendo, done by Kendo, which I'm sure. But
of course. Because Sephora originally was a French brand, right? Yeah, I believed it was first a French concept store. And now they're in the Middle East. They were in Singapore when I went to Singapore.
Shit.
So they're in Asia. Yeah, they're everywhere, man. Maybe that's it. Ulta doesn't have the global reach Sephora has. They're different.
They're different.
Yeah.
But I mean, they certainly are more accessible domestically. I don't know.
Anyway.
Amazing.
Well, we said we would do it, and we did the Gap Scent episode.
I kind of feel like there's going to be a part two, and I don't know why I say
there,
that.
There might. You know what? I'm going to leave the door open for a part two.
Just because we have been getting crazy engagement with our audience, and we're extremely grateful. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're going to get a lot of engagement with this. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are going to have a lot to say.
People have opinions.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So, yeah. I don't know what episode two is going to...
Maybe mall scents.
...turn into, but I mean, if you...
Retailer scents. Yeah. It's like designer scents, but like, I feel like they're like looked... They're like a tier or like a rung below designer scents, but truly they're the same.
Totally.
To me. You can still find some of the original bottles of Gap perfumes, like from the 90s on eBay, going for all sorts of crazy dollars. I saw Gap Homme for $64 on eBay, and then I saw it for $400. So yeah, man, I
like at the outlets for 30. Just go shopping.
Just go fucking shopping, man.
We decided that these were like the third generation.
I think so.
Bottles, right?
Yes.
They're beautiful.
They're great. I really like how they updated them.
I do too.
And because it's a nod to the original, but it's just very sleek.
Well, and I like that it's a 3/4 ounce component, so you get a ton for...
I wonder if they sell the 1.7 ounce or the 50 milliliter.
If they're going to sell this for 30, what?
That's true. You know, like 15, like what's the point?
Exactly.
That's true. You're right.
Is there a, this is a dumb question. Is there a Gap outlet in New York?
I think there is in the, there's like a bunch of outlet shopping malls in Westchester, like upstate.
Okay.
What is it called? It's like a Woodbury Commons.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like an hour and a half drive from the city upstate, but it's a huge sprawling outlet complex. And I think there's a Gap outlet there.
Outlet malls are so crazy to me.
It's weird because it's like an outdoor mall.
Oh.
And they're just like flanked by parking lots everywhere you go. Yeah. So if you go to outlet mall, you're walking like 5 miles that day, right? Minimum.
Right.
And they have all the high designer stores and everything's discounted, but you're still spending like quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just less than retail.
Right.
So.
Right. That's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Okay. I think that.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. So tell us your favorite Gap scent.
Yeah.
Your favorite Gap scent memory,
mm-hmm.
or your favorite retailer scent, you know? Does anything in the cinematic universe.
Yep. Does anything in the Marvel universe.
Yes. keep being safe. Please keep wearing your masks.
God.
Please keep social distancing. I am very fatigued with everything going on. I would like to live a normal life at some point, but to do that, we all have to.
Yeah, I
want to
go in a fucking store and smell shit.
Yeah, please. We want to do a on-site episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That is a goal. 2022, we'll see.
For real. follow us at smellyoulater.mp3 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I'm at SableToothTigra on Instagram.
I am at Tynanbuck. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a cute comment, review.
Just a love note. A little love note.
Lily, leave us a love note.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Smell you later.
Smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.